It is his observation that the basis of all of creation is to serve, one portion of the Creator serving another, and that the substance of the creation is love. Everything is made out of love, the creative energy of the Creator. Now, in our daily lives, it seems, from Novio's point of view, that service is more obvious and instinctual, that we are able to recognize the chances to be of service when they come about. We just simply see what needs to be done and we do it. Whereas love seems to be of a nature that has to be willed or to be worked on. It takes an effort, a conscious effort, and we're never really sure of how well we're doing. Whereas with service, we are aware of what we've done and can at least be aware that there was something accomplished. Whereas in loving, it's not so obvious. And we would like Quo's comments upon Novio's observations. Thank you.
So we are those of the principle of Quo. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. We apologize for the length of the time that the challenging process took. But this is always necessary work which needs to be done meticulously. And we attempt never to fail to mention this when it applies. We thank the one known as Carla for pursuing this process until satisfied. The discernment was necessary in our opinion. We are called to your group by your musings upon love and service. We thank you for this call, this opportunity to share our humble thoughts with you. As always, we encourage each to use his discrimination at all times and with each thought we may offer you. For we would never wish to put a stumbling block in your path. Therefore, discard those thoughts which do not shine with a kind of recognition within your perceptions. Discussing love is our favorite occupation. No subject rings with the purity of that primary Logos, that mystery, that great original thought of love. here the mystery begins, and here there shall be its embrace when all distortions cease. Love the beginning and love the doom or ending. Before we embark upon words which shall surely fail to create full truth, we pause to worship that mystery. We are those of Akul. Are those of Akul and are once again with this instrument. We greatly appreciate sharing your vibrations at this time. It can certainly be seen to be evident and true that service is easier to attempt than love. True also is it that the boundaries between qualities pertaining to the divine shall always be weak. For love is and is all that there is. Thusly, service is the visible manifestation of the invisible and a primal love. Let us work first then with service. The questioner labors diligently within what this instrument calls one of the helping professions, being a medical doctor. It seems obvious that those who come before the gaze have need of a certain sort of help, which then is gladly given. However, serving in the clear and everyday ways, people relate to each other within their professions, there lies a vast territory of very complex and shadowed landscape wherein discerning true service remains an attempt made by the follower of mazes and puzzles. It is sometimes very difficult to discern right service, and the efforts of a seeker to move beyond the limits set by the culture so that solutions to questions concerning true service may be found. For what is the service in a given situation wherein two souls wend their way moved by destiny? That destiny is inward, and its ways are felt only by the seeker herself, not the one who attempts to help from without. Or there is often that entity who asks for service, but for whom such service may well not be good to give. Those sensitive to this dynamic wherein service finds its nature in truth have a goodly work to do. For what is the service of an entity but that gift of love which has been his to give? The one known as Paul the Apostle suggested that in terms of service, one might well think of the body, which has many members. The stomach aids by being a stomach, the ears by being ears, and so forth. So each entity has his gifts to share. Yet if each offers a different gift, how infinite must the body of love be? Then is service visible love? Is the service of an entity to share its gifts indeed? That is so, but there is the level beyond this, wherein the seeker realizes that the purest service is the realized or illumined being, that joyful self which has been nurtured and allowed to bloom in the light of faith. This is love. This is service to be. Then the entity may share each gift, yet knowing that the breath that fills the service with meaning and value is love. Now let us return to love. We agree with you, my brother, that the ways of love are ways of mystery. This mystery is the nature of all manifestation, driven to its point of entrance into manifestation. Examined physical phenomena end in mystery. Metaphysical concepts may be followed far, but always end in mystery. Unknowing is the sigil, motto of the spiritual warrior. Yet love feels a certain way, touches and transforms each entity in ways which tell that entity of the overwhelming and primary strength and force of that invisible quality. Within your density, true love has no voice. Yet there are many voices which strive to express love. Each seeker is that which is love. Yet which is creating sound and motion, constantly striving to discover that which it is. Turn the gaze inward and gaze steadfastly at that which the one known as William Yeats called the rag and bone shop of the heart. One of this instrument's favorite lines of poetry. Gaze at that illusion, that imperfection perceived, that undeniable self. You look at love. Continue always to seek love. How to express love and how to be of service. Know these efforts for the often subtle arts that they are. Respect right use of power in being of service. In attempting to manifest love. And develop always, little by little, step by step, that place within which is engraved with the print of your feet. That place wherein holy things reside. Know this sanctuary daily. No moment of visiting this holy of holies is in vain. To all who are weary, we extend the encouragement of the fellow traveler. Within the suffering does always lie perfect, blooming, and fresh. The one infinite creator whose nature and being is love. We thank this instrument and leave it in love and in light and transfer to the one known as Jim. We are those of the call.
I am Quo, and greet each again in love and in light. At this time, we would offer ourselves for the further querying, if there are any further queries.
I would like to ask a question. Prior to the session, we were talking about our week, and it seems that the Garda is having a hard time dealing with physical and also mental, emotional challenges. I wonder if there's anything that could be done to help the instrument. Thank you.
We find that this particular entity is not a stranger to that which she experiences at this time, and indeed from time to time, periodically. Whenever an entity feels the weight of the incarnation upon the shoulders and is able to bear such weight with good humor, faith for the effort and the next opportunity, then an entity has become aware of more of the nature of the incarnative state. For too often are the senses dulled to that which is of importance, being the central focus of an incarnation. Entities are easily distracted, and incarnations are often used less than optimally by such avoidance of the catalyst placed for the progress pre-incarnatively. Thus, we offer this preamble as a kind of recognition that is an worthwhile achievement for a seeker to recognize that which is of importance in the incarnation, whether there be great difficulty associated with it or not, is an achievement in the spiritual discrimination necessary for development of the personality, metaphysically speaking. Thus, for the entity itself, we cannot speak any more helpfully than to commend the recognition and discrimination and the faith-filled perception accompanying these recognitions. There is always assistance that is possible to offer another in prayer and in meditation. For the prayers of each entity are as the rays of the sun to the growing flower. Is there any further query, my sister?
Nothing.
I am Quo, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query? Fatigue that is present at this time, and we would use this opportunity to thank each for making a great effort to join this circle of seeking, for we know that it was not particularly easy for a number of those present. We are always thrilled at this gathering, for we are able to be with you in a way which is most satisfying to us, in that we blend our hearts and minds with you as we speak with you and listen to you. In this way, we have our beingness in your illusion. And we thank you for the invitation at each opportunity. At this time, we shall take our leave of this group, leaving each, as always, in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are known to you as those of Quo. Adene, my friends. Adene.
Michelle, living. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.
And suddenly, you have experienced for the first time a true grief, a grief which lights up, grief incandescently. This tone sounds throughout all of the infinite creation and is a thing of utmost beauty. And this rich experience retires within that soul the need to experiment with grief. For it has been purely experienced and is no longer that which must be studied. Is there a spiritual connotation then to races? All races have great spiritual treasures to share, both what you would call positively and negatively. In all things, however, the spirit of each remains equal, and thus all cultures, all nations, all groups are equal. All contain the same love. You shall experience that which you choose to until nothing calls you into flesh. We would, at this time, urge you to gaze gently upon all beings. And to give to each your best attempt at service, not weighing one against another, yet at the same time, we do encourage you to follow the heart. For when like does find like, then learning may be swifter for both. And and the group which learns together becomes a blessing not only to itself and its members, but as it reaches out from that home within, a certain and sure blessing to humankind. At this time, we would transfer to the one known as Jim. We are those of Kual and leave this instrument in love and in light.
I am Kual and greet each again. In love and in light. We are privileged at this time to offer ourselves in the attempt to speak to any further queries which those present may have for us. Is there another query?
Question which was put to me by another person. The question is about a situation where a person feels very strongly what we may call love or certain attraction to another entity, but that person doesn't have the same feelings. Could you please shed some insight about this situation, what it may mean, how could the two entities help each other to reach a certain level of harmony?
I am Kual, and believe we have the gist of your query, my sister. Please query further if we do not satisfy you. If entities have a desire to experience a love to the best of their understanding of this concept, then the desire will be to give love without expectation of return. For that which is love is that which gives rather than that which takes. Though it is true that love, when fully experienced, is that which both gives and receives. However, the concept which you have spoken of here is that which is felt by one and not another. And in this case, there is the participation in what is felt to be love by one and not the other. And therefore, the one who feels the love, if it be love indeed, then this entity would desire to give to the other that which the other wished. And this entity would seek then to know the desires of the other. And once having ascertained what these desires were, would bend every effort to satisfy these desires. For entities to truly know love, it is necessary to surrender whatever idea the self may have as regards the nature of love, and then to be moved by the power of love. In most cases, in our opinion, upon your a planet at this time, entities perceive only portions of love, those portions which are more to their desires and definitions, those aspects of love which are more likely to feed their self-identified needs, and therefore the experience of love is only a partial. If one wishes to truly be of service to another by loving another, one must determine what service is desired by the one loved. Is there another query, my sister?
Not at this time, nothing.
I am Kuo, and we thank you, my sister. Is there another query?
I'd like to follow it just a little further. If the person who doesn't love wishes to serve the person who loves, the surface impulse is to say the way to serve that person is to allow that person to love you, allow that person to fulfill his desire. Now, practically, I feel this is a wrong answer. But I don't know how to untangle service and free will and just how to put it clearly, you know? Could you comment in a way that clarifies?
And though we are aware of your query, my sister, we also agree that in the situation in which you are describing, there is some complexity and lack of clarity which makes a clear and definite answer difficult. For there are circumstances within your culture which require certain behaviors and commitments that put a kind of boundary on love so that love may be experienced more purely by those who are entered into the mated relationship that you call marriage. Thus, love is not freely given to all, but finds the need to be given in such and such a manner within boundaries, shall we say, which entities have agreed to. Thus, in a mated relationship, when an entity moves beyond the boundary of the relationship to share what is perceived as love with a person other than the mate, then it is that the difficulties and the confusions arise, for it is not the accepted practice within most of your cultures for entities to share the full ramifications of love
with any but the mate. Thus, it is a situation in which each entity must use the personal and most profound, shall we say, moral standard to judge what is acceptable to be shared of love with one who is not the mate. We find that the purest form of love, which requires no return or action of any kind, may be shared with all, for this is the love of the Creator within the heart of each for every other portion of the Creator that is recognized. However, when entities find a need to make conditions and requirements and desire certain returns from their expression of love to another, that is not within the mated relationship, then we have the confusions of which we spoke. In this instance, we cannot give direct advice, for this is, in our opinion, an infringement upon free will. But we can suggest that entities who are in any relationship with another look deep within the heart to see where love resides for another, and find within the self the small voice that is speaking the known truth, shall we say. For each entity knows beyond all rationalization what is love, what is its truest expression in each situation. And while recognizing all cultural boundaries, will be able to effect this true loving, even if the true loving is to reject a portion of that which is offered from another. Is there a further query, my sister?
I'm just still working on this one point, and if you will forgive me, I would like to go a little further. Is that all right?
I am Kuo, and we are quite ready to speak to any query, my sister.
Thank you. The way it feels to me reminds me of when Don was asking Ra how he could serve our fifth density negative friend. He wanted to find some way of being of service to this friend that wanted to stop our communications with Ra. And Ra couldn't get through to him that the very essence of what the service that they wished from Don was to stop the contact. And besides stopping the contact, there wasn't any other service that they actually wanted. They wanted that object. And it just feels like with this, between the teacher and Poopy, what the teacher wants infringes on free will and is a desire for an object rather than a love of a person. Because in getting what he would want, he's walking all over the truth and asking Poopy to be untrue to the feelings within, which say this is not the one. I don't know. I just don't know any good way to line it out in a simple way. But it feels like kind of the same situation. If you would comment on that to any extent, I think that's the end of my thoughts on the subject. Thank you.
Hi, Kuo. And And we would agree that this subject is one which requires a good deal of thought. Indeed, this is our recommendation, that the meditative state is the means by which the true voice of each may be heard, and the most appropriate expression of love experienced. We realize that there is a certain purity to the naivete that the one known as Don expressed in the queries to those of Ra concerning serving the negatively oriented entity. And there is a certain purity and naivete in the situation of which you speak, if the one known as Apupak would receive the offerings of love from the entity that is in question. However, there is also the need to respond to the cultural practices that we have mentioned, and the need to seek within for the deepest form of service, for all services are not equal. This was the point that those of Ra were attempting to make to the one known as Don. What is the deepest service? To simply open the self to receiving love from any entity that would offer it in whatever form the entity would offer? Or is there the need to consider other ramifications? Is the highest form of service to allow an entity to break its word to another? Is the highest form of service to simply reject another entity? Is there the need to find another means by which love may be expressed? These are queries we know that each has considered this day. And these are queries which we may not answer for you, for there is value in finding answers for yourself that we would not take from you.
Yes.
Thus, we must bait our answers as we have. But we may recommend to each the value of seeking within meditation the answers for the self from the self. For we assure you that they are there within your very heart. And though the answer may be difficult to put into experience and into action, there is value in so doing. Is there another query at this time?
All in my face.
We are those of Quo, and we add our thanks to the pot. We are most grateful, my friends, for your invitation to us this day. We know that the struggle to be human and to move in flesh is not easy. We salute your valiant efforts. And we remind each of you that there are truly no mistakes. There are only opportunities to learn and to know the Creator. Undertake each opportunity with the full gusto of the life that moves through you and brings the energy of the Creator into your being as you pass through your daily round of activities. We would at this time take our leave of this group and this instrument, thanking each again for the great opportunity of sharing our opinions with you. We are known to you as those of Quo, and leave each in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator. Adonai, my friends, Adonai.
Who? That teacher, Scott, and Ethel, Judy, Ophelia, Spider Rainbow, Leona, Wilhelmina, Billy, Sally, Geraldine, Bean family, the Kirtley family, Dana, Lynn, Mary, Nikki, Miss Cole, the cause of peace in our beloved planet.
I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.